Joe, it's the Brighton Fringe. It's 2018, and this is your chance, your opportunity, to tell us a little bit about the process that goes into the show that you've created this year. So what can you tell us about your process?
Well, I'm a poet, and I specialise in poems about drinking. So part of my process involves drinking a lot. Part of it involves feeling a lot of emotion, trying to find people and find stories in people, some from my own life, some from other people's life, and try and distill that down to kind of a series of poems which I think will appeal to regular people off the street rather than kind of poet crowds.
Oh, and do you find this process cathartic, or do you do it for the sake of entertainment?
It started as one and ended up as being the other. So it started off as a form of catharsis, and something I kind of wanted to get off my chest. Then I started performing it, and people started responding really well and getting into it, and now it's kind of, I've got the bug, and I can't stop doing it. So it's both.
So in terms of poetry and comedy, but poetry, you've got a great legacy there of some very rich, very famous poets. John Cooper Clarke springs to mind. Do you have particular inspirations that guide you?
I do, but they come more from the music world than from the poetry world. So I look at a lot of modern spoken word artists like Disraeli, who's a hip-hop folk poet, George the Poet, Kate Tempest, people like that, but also a lot of songwriters, a lot of obscure country songwriters like Townes Van Zandt and Hayes Carl and Guy Clark, who tell really beautiful emotional stories in their songs, and I look at them for my work.
That's great. So do you think that in this day and age, poetry still has a relevance? Do you think that it still really appeals to people in that way it's done in the past?
Absolutely right. I think it's the most pure form of storytelling. And it's really, I mean, really poetry for me is just, it's just stories with some kind of, maybe some kind of loose meter or beat or rhythm or some kind of device. But really, it's just a form of spoken word storytelling. And whether you put it behind music and call it a song or you do it by itself, it's just a form of storytelling to me. And that's always going to be relevant and always going to be interesting.
Do you ever go off script, or is it totally scripted?
My stuff is totally scripted, but I tend to talk between the poems, and that could go absolutely anywhere.
That's great. Fantastic. Thanks for taking part in this interview.
Thank you very much.